Today, we'd like to see the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 18 through 34, under the title of Depart. Online, where the people would like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 21-22, then another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. What is Jesus teaching? Question 2. In verse 29, and suddenly they cried out saying, what have we to do with you? Jesus, you Son of God, have you come here to torment us? Before the time, what should we learn? Last question in verse 34, and behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region. Why did the citizens ask Jesus to depart? In the last time, Jesus healed a lot of sick people in Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 17. When evening had come, they brought to Jesus many who were demon-possessed, and Jesus cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So it shows Jesus' authority of a spiritual realm by casting out demons, also material realm by healing all sick people. Now, verse 18, and when Jesus saw great multitudes about Jesus, Jesus gave a command to depart to the other side. So the other side here, the Jesus coming from Capernaum, chapter 8, verse 5, Capernaum. Capernaum is the north beach city of the Sea of Galilee. So Jesus now heading for southbound of the Sea of Galilee, the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Certain scribe had a main duty to copy the Bible, giving away to the Bible, you know, scholar or rabbi, you know, and so. So scribe saw Jesus' miraculous healings ill people. So scribe was impressed with Jesus' healing. But scribe said, teacher or master, I will follow you wherever you go. Then Jesus ends, verse 20, and Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have a nest, but Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus' answer, it appears non-responsive answer. Scribe said, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus said, bottom line, I have no place to lay my head. So Jesus knows scribe's heart, because 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 30, God alone knows the hearts of the sons of man. Jesus knows scribe's heart. Scribe was impressed by emotion only, not without commitment or cost. So not commitment of time, skill, labor, or money. That's why Jesus answered. Jesus said to scribe, foxes have holes and birds of the air have heads, but Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Showing the cost requirements in material world. So when you decide to follow Jesus, you should sacrifice by yourself to commit to following Jesus Christ. Like a cost of time, cost of skill, cost of labor, or cost of money. Verse 21, then another of his disciples. Disciples meaning follow Jesus. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. Then Jesus said to disciples all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Take up his cross daily meaning take up his calling or his duty called by God daily and follow me. First, deny yourself, your priority. Then take up his cross, God's calling. Cross is the symbol of a sacrifice, you know, God's calling, you know, daily and follow me. But his disciple asked him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father rather than following Jesus. Here, Jesus talking about the priority to his father rather than to Jesus. So priority, because disciple is called to priority, means to Jesus rather than his father. So verse 22, but Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. The dead meaning spiritual dead people, which meaning let unbelievers, those who do not know or who are not interested in spiritual things. So let unbelievers bury their own dead body. So you should follow me first because you are called as his disciple. Then verse 23, now when Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea. So suddenly great winds on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves. But Jesus was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. Save us from where? Save us from wave, the big windy wave over the sea. We are perishing or we are dying. But Jesus said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Little faith in what? Little faith in Jesus, the Son of God, or the Son of Almighty God, or Jesus has authority over winds and sin, or Jesus has authority over nature. In fact, Jesus the Creator. Jesus has authority over sickness in material world. Jesus has authority over casting out devil in spiritual realm. Also, Jesus has authority over nature. So here, like winds and sea. Then Jesus arose and rebuked winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, or the men were astonished, saying, who can this be? What manner of man is this? Or what kind of man that even the winds and the sea obey him? Jesus has authority over the winds and the sea, or nature in material world, showing Jesus is the Son of God. So Jesus is proving himself the Son of God. Then verse 28, When Jesus said, come to the other side, this is a southbound from Capernaum to the country of Gergesenes. Gergesenes, the southeast of the Sea of Galilee, is a near town, Gadara. So here there met him two demon-possessed men. Here Matthew talk about two demon-possessed, but Mark and Luke Gospel talks about only one demon-possessed man. Mark chapter 5 verse 2, Luke chapter 8 verse 27. But Matthew here stated two demon-possessed men coming out of the tomb. So two demon-possessed men stayed on the graves, in the tombs, exceedingly fierce, which means exceedingly power, so that no one could pass that way, because demon power has so strong. So here, demons' power in two men as instrument, not men's power. The demon exercise their powers through two men's bodies. And suddenly they cried out. In fact, demon through the mouths of the man cried out, saying, what have we to do with you, Jesus, the Son of God? This is a question too. What shows us? What should we learn? Here, demon acknowledged Jesus, Son of God, but not enough for salvation. But we, in order for salvation, we should believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior and the Lord with submission hearts. So James chapter 2, verse 19, you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe. Demon believes one God and tremble. Mark chapter 1, verse 23 to 25. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit or a demon, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? So demons recognize Jesus of Nazareth. Did you come to destroy us? Demons ask Jesus, did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Demons acknowledge Jesus is the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. So demon always obedient to Jesus, because Jesus' authority superior to the powers of a demon. Then demon said, Jesus, your Son of God, have you come here to torment us before the time? What is the time? The time is before the time of putting into abyss or incarceration or a bottomless pit. Luke chapter 8 verse 31 said abyss. And they begged Jesus, and Jesus would not command them to go out into the abyss or abyss. Revelation chapter 20 verses 2 to 3 said, Jesus laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. So before millennial kingdom, he cast him into the bottomless pit or abyss and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years were finished. But after this thing, he must be released for a little while. Basically, before millennial kingdom to be established by the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus put the demon, Satan, all of them put into the bottomless pit or abuse. Here is demons already know they will go into the consummation of abuse. That's why before the time, which meaning before the time of the incarceration into abuse or bottomless pit. Verse 13, now a good way off from them there was a herd of many swine feeding. Here is those citizens, those countrymen is feeding many swine. So many swine feeding business done by the Gentiles, because Jewish people did not raise swine business. Deuteronomy chapter verse 14, verse 8 said, chapter 14, verse 8. Also the swine is unclean for you, because it has cloven hoofs, yet does not chew the curd. You shall not eat their flesh or touch it, their dead carcasses. So basically, God specifically ordered the two Jewish people do not eat their flesh of a swine or a pork and touch it, their dead bodies either. So God has a specific reason. Not well cooked pork causes trichinosis. Trichinosis is a worm, you know, the body, you know, worm, insect might kill you. So that's why, you know, God did not allow in the Old Testament time Jewish people do not eat swine. So, but here the Gentiles, you know, the fed the swine business. So the demons begged Jesus, saying, if you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine. So demons are agents of Satan, the destroyers. The demons' characteristic, always destructive power. So demons always destroying, you know, something, man, people, or animal. Or number two, demons' characteristic, seeking rest to take a possession of a body, either human body or animal. Luke chapter 11, verse 24 to 26, when an unclean spirit or a demon goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other evil spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of a dead man is worse than the first. So just to cast demons out of people is not much good unless people are replaced by the Holy Spirit filling up the void. That's why we need to live in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior. That moment, the Holy Spirit will dwell in your body. At that moment, the devil never replace the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has authority superior to demons. Then, verse 32, Jesus said to them, go. So when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the water. So this herd of swine was killed in the world, showing demons giving destruction, like Jesus giving normal lives to demon-possessed man. So Jesus gives always life, up to eternal lives, but the demon giving destruction. Verse 33 and 34, last verse, then those who kept them fled, and they went away into the city. The healed to demon possessed man, you know, told to the city, the gatherer, you know, citizens, city, and told everything, including what had happened to the demon possessed man. And behold, look, the whole city, which meaning the whole citizens of Gadara, near to Gadarenes country, came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they saw Jesus, they begged him. They asked Jesus to depart from their region. Why? Because their interest in swine business more than in human life. So they are interested in material things rather than spiritual things. Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, Jesus said, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. Loyal only one, not two. You cannot serve God and mammon, or God and materials. So each question answer, question one, in verse 21-22, then another of the disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead. What is Jesus teaching? Jesus here teaching always a priority of God. So no anything else cannot compete the priority God, kingdom of God. Always a priority is God. Number two, in verse 29, and suddenly they cried out saying, what have we to do with you? Jesus, you Son of God, have you come here to torment us before the time? What should we learn? Acknowledgement of Jesus, the Son of God, is not enough for salvation. For salvation requires to believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord, as the Master of our life, and the Savior from eternal death, with 100% submissive heart to the Lord. That is required for salvation. Last question in verse 34, and behold, look, whole city, the citizens of Gadara, came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw Jesus, they begged him to depart from their region. Why did the citizen ask Jesus to depart? The citizen are never interested in the life or spiritual thing rather than in material thing, or their own swine feeding business. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer so we conclude today.